This is Garnet McCoy of the Archives of American Art. I am interviewing Arlene Tester, who was the first archivist of the archives. This is Garnet McCoy of the Archives of American Art, and I am interviewing Arlene Tester, who was the first archivist of the archives when it began in 1954. This is April the 7th, 1975. Now, Arlene, I wondered if you could recount some of your recollections of your initial awareness of the idea, the concept of the archives, and how it initially began.
Well, as I remember it, the only three people who knew about anything about the Archives of American Art was Mr. Richardson, E.P. Richardson, director of the Detroit Institute of Arts, and Lawrence Fleischman, a Detroit merchant who was most interested in the Detroit Institute of Arts and in art problems in general, and myself. I think the two men had talked about the need for accumulating material about American art, primarily because Mr. Richardson was a specialist in American art, and he had been writing a book on American art, and had had great difficulty in finding material that he needed for this program. And as it was presented to me, it was Larry Fleischman's idea that we form a group to bring together all of the art materials about American art and have them in one central place so that they could be used by anyone and would be a resource research tool. And the idea was that not only the manuscripts themselves that could be collected in Detroit, but the team or a team or teams would go out to various cities and museums and art galleries and microfilm whatever records they had. And on June the 16th, Mr. Richardson asked me if I would have breakfast with him and with Larry to discuss this program, whatever would follow as a program. And I told him, well, I always had breakfast with my husband, and if he could come along, why, that would be fine. So we met for breakfast on the 16th of June, and the two men were very much excited about their idea. And either one or the other of them had already dreamed up the name of it. It should be called the Archives of American Art, and it would collect in one central place all the documentation of American art, manuscripts, sources, or other secondary source materials, and microfilms of material already in collections. And that the material should be carefully arranged, cataloged, and indexed. And they hope to have grants in aid to further research and publication. And I think that the two men had discussed this only fairly recently, and so that it was a brand new idea.
Have you met Larry before that?
I had met him just because he was around, yes, but I hadn't really visited with him. But I was the librarian of the Detroit Institute of Arts Reference Library, and I'm sure that's why they called me in then to do this, because they foresaw that it was a problem of acquisitions, of cataloging, of indexing, of microfilming techniques and that sort of thing, which is or was, anyway, library matters, and they knew I had been interested in all of those aspects. And I was